This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This Congress started off with the Democrats, folks on the left, saying we should abolish ICE, then move to we should abolish the entire Department of Homeland Security. And now they're talking about abolishing the police. It is pure insanity to defund the police.
God forbid you found out a coworker of yours was killed or injured in the line of duty in the course of doing their job. You just get the text. You got this text a couple times a year. That's policing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We all read in the papers that in the black community, mothers are worried about their children getting home from school without being killed by a cop. What world are we living in? That doesn't happen. Everybody's trying to shame us into being embarrassed about our profession. Stop treating us like animals and thugs and start treating us with some respect.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, I'm looking for like, let's get Gone with the Wind. Can we get like Gone with the Wind back, please?
The movie classic Gone with the Wind pulled from HBO Max, the streaming platform owned by CNN's parent Warner Media.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Much of the 1939 film is set on a Georgia plantation and has long been criticized for its idealized and sanitized depiction of slavery.
I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Unchained and unstoppable.
People say all the time, oh, we got to get the vice president out of the basement. He's fine in the basement. Two people see him a day, his two body people. That's it.
Did I say that loud? Hey, pretty much yelled it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's certainly reassuring to know that should I ever decide to watch Gone with the Wind again, that there will be some disclaimer before the movie starts written by some social justice warrior snowflake from Hollywood telling me all about the movie. I wonder if they'll mention that Hattie McDaniel, the first black person to ever win an Academy Award for that movie, was the daughter of a slave. Will they mention that?
By the way, it's Hattie's birthday today. So happy birthday, Hattie.
Happy birthday, Hattie. And, you know, as I recall, and I haven't read a lot about Gone with the Wind, but it was made by MGM. So Sam Goldwyn, I think he was getting a lot of heat about how to make the movie. The Klan wanted it to go a certain way. And the writer was actually Ben Hecht, who was a liberal Jewish newspaperman from Chicago. He wrote the front page with Charles MacArthur, and then he moved out to Hollywood, and I think he wrote the famous line back. He said, there's only idiots out here. Don't tell anybody. Because, I mean, and he was one of the great Hollywood screenwriters. And then he worked for Israel after. I guess that would be held against him now that he helped support Israel when they were founded in 1947-48. But it was written and put together by very liberal people for those days in Hollywood. And now everything has changed, hasn't it? All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Hey, Howie, I'm looking for a place to erect a statue of Leif Erikson. Got any suggestions?
Yeah, he's got problems too, doesn't he? He predated Christopher Columbus by, what, 400 years when he came over here? He must have oppressed somebody when he landed in the Maritime Provinces or some such place.
Frankly, liberals, I don't give a damn.
Nor do I. When you get right down to it, I don't care. If the thing is though, you don't want to have to buy all these movies because they're going to just really start banning movies in a big, big way. People have been texting all day saying Blazing Saddles is next. I'm surprised Blazing Saddles hasn't been taken out already. Not that I want to encourage it.
Well, once Mel Brooks dies, you can say bye-bye.
I don't think so?
I don't think they'd do that while he's still alive.
You think they care about Mel Brooks? He's an old white guy.
I mean, he's the guy that created the producers, which made fun of the Nazis. It was one of the first movies to really go after them. I mean, aside from things like The Three Stooges and Abbott and Costello and stuff like that. But
The Producers is a very funny movie. If they ever before they go after it, you should watch it. That's a movie that's worth spending an evening with for laughs.
The Gene Wilder version. Not Matthew Broderick.
Oh, of course. That goes without saying.
Both still good. Both are good.
Yeah. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, taking some time to send a big thank you out to all the windy doties of the world who, despite the onslaught of negative news at an ever-increasing pace, managed to keep a cheery disposition by doing what they've always done, listening to Howie Carr.
Who ever thought Olivia de Havilland would outlive Gone with the Wind?
Very good. It will be hard to top that one on the Chump Line today. Olivia de Havilland, of course, is one of the stars, and she's, I believe, 103 years old now, living in Paris as a semi-recluse. If you're 103, you don't get out as much as you used to under the best of circumstances. But that's a good line. Good work, Chump Line caller.
Hey, Howie. Is it too late to get Christopher Columbus in the death pool?
It's not too late to get his holiday, although it may be too late because I think his holiday is on the way out. It's going to be when is the bill going to be introduced in Congress to rename Christopher Columbus Day?
Hey, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. You know, I think there's some common sense reforms that will reduce the anecdotes caused by these peaceful protesters. For instance, there should be a 2-week waiting period on all brick purchases. And we need to ban high-capacity Molotov cocktails. And, of course, we need to close the racetrack loophole. Then we're going to be fine.
You'd be run out of the Democratic Party for any of those proposals at the state convention, Governor Patrick. Come on. You can't have a waiting period for bricks.
If we get rid of the police, we will arrest the shop owners and the churchgoers.
I was thinking about that. I read this story. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, she gave an interview to The Root, and she basically suggested she was into defunding the police and then had to immediately call in the local reporters and say, I didn't really mean I was for defunding the police. And I thought the same thing to myself. If she really defunded the police in Michigan, who would arrest that 77-year-old barbershop owner who just keeps drubbing her in court that she wants to arrest for having his one-chair barbershop open?
Hey, are we going to have a 4th of July parade this year? No, comrade. That's too American.
Yeah, is there going to be anything on the Esplanade, or is it just going to be a demonstration and an Antifa, a riot?
Hitler couldn't do it, Stalin couldn't do it, Khrushchev couldn't do it, but I, Dr. Fauci, destroyed the United States in just 3 months.
He had a lot of help, though. He was a useful idiot, as Stalin or Khrushchev or one of those guys used to say. And there were many involved, including some of the people we've been talking about today: Cuomo, de Blasio, Whitmer, Charlie Parker, Janet Mills, Pritzker, all those people.
Oh, manpower. I can't believe these governors are holding press conferences just to say 5 or 6 more people have contracted a virus. Back in my day, that's less than the number of ladies I'd infect during a night on the town. Who would?
He's got a point, doesn't he?
Hi, I'm here for the Chaz Autonomous Zone Recruitment Training.
But before boot camp starts, can I get a grande salted caramel mocha latte with soy milk and vanilla substitute?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Is Starbucks going to be open in Chaz? In case you weren't listening earlier, Chaz stands for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. That's the part of Seattle that has seceded from the city and has been taken over by Antifa. And they're demanding that more food be brought in, but it has to be all vegetarian food. They don't want any Chick-fil-A's. Chick-fil-A will not be permitted to bring in relief supplies to Chaz.
Two words for Chaz: armed response.
Yeah, dream on. Dream on. Won't be. Can you imagine Jay Inslee? He's probably wetting his pants right now thinking about Chaz and what's he going to do about Chaz. I think, though, you know what's going to happen is they're going to need to go to Starbucks, and so they're just going to come out. All they have to do is just let them come out one at a time, and then when they want to go back, just tell them to go back to Mom's basement.
Hey, Howie, where's Janet Reno when you need her?
You think Janet Reno would send any? Even in those days, Janet Reno wouldn't have gone. And these are their people that have set up Chaz.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you can't get enough of the Chump Line, we have a second feature, a podcast, Chop Chumps. We post it every night right after the show around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Check it out wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast. By the way, I'm told that Gone with the Wind was produced by David O. Selznick, and he had to borrow Clark Gable, Rhett Butler, from MGM. That's how Sam Goldwyn figured in on it. But he was borrowed. It was Selznick's movie, written by Ben Hecht. All right. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, taking some time out to send a big thank you to all the Windy Doties of the world who, despite the onslaught of negative news at an ever-increasing pace, managed to keep a cheery disposition by doing what they've always done, listening to Howie Carr.
Whoever thought Olivia de Havilland would outlive Gone with the Wind?
I really like that one for some reason. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, fellow members of the motion picture industry, and honored guests. This is one of the happiest moments of my life, and I want to thank each one of you who had a part in selecting me for one of the awards. For your kindness, it has made me feel very, very humble, and I shall always hold it as a beacon for anything that I may be able to do in the future. I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel. And may I say thank you. God bless you.
Happy birthday, Hattie McDaniel. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Thinking about it now, our poll question should have been, have you ever seen Gone with the Wind? But the poll question today is, Should the Christopher Columbus statue in Boston's North End be repaired and put back on its pedestal?
Yes, it should be.
97% agree.
Okay. All right, I got to read this letter from the Berklee College of Music. And, you know, you may recall reading about the Berklee College of Music a couple of months ago. And here's the headline that you were reading a couple of months ago. Sexual harassment allegations against professors set off social media frenzy at Berklee College of Music. Well, they've got bigger fish to fry now than the professors harassing the students at Berklee College of Music. This is from the president of Berklee College, Roger H. Brown, and other assorted kingpins, fat cats of Berklee College of Music. We are writing to follow up on the public safety message posted on Sunday night about Boston police officers' access to the Berklee Performance Center. Following the peaceful protest at the State House on May 31st, you may remember it better as a spree of looting and rioting. Boston police staged officers at various intersections throughout the city. One of those locations was at Mass Ave and Boylston Street. On Sunday, Berklee Public Safety allowed officers stationed there access to restroom facilities in the Berklee Performance Center. The decision to... Can we have the Dragnet music, please? Dun, 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 dun. It was Sunday, May 31st. We were working the night watch out of riot control. The decision to allow them into our facilities was ours. This was not a formal decision by the institution, but an informal one made on the spot. We have heard from many of you personally and across student social channels of your hurt and anger that this access was permitted. Allowing police officers into the space to go to the bathroom was in no way, they say that, but I put that in go to the bathroom, was in no way meant to undermine Berklee's support for Black Lives Matter. And here comes the money paragraph. Again, they allowed Boston police officers to use the restroom while they were quelling a riot in the city. We understand that many members of our community feel betrayed. We are deeply sorry for the impact this had on our community and for perpetuating feelings of oppression, silencing, and marginalization. We will make a more concerted effort to consider the effects of our actions. Then this is in boldface, the last sentence. Let us assure you, this should not have happened. And going forward, it will not happen again. Could I have the Dragnet theme, please? There was no place for us to go to the bathroom, so we evacuated the perimeter before we evacuated other things. And all the buildings, including the Berklee Performance Center, were trashed. Is that what they want? Is that what they want? What is wrong with these people? They don't have enough problems with the professors touching everything but the third rail. Now they want to deny the law enforcement in the community access to the restroom facilities? Are you kidding me? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And Vince Ellison is a good writer. He's got a great book out. We've had him on before. It's called The Iron Triangle: Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to divide Christians in America in their quest for power and how we can defeat them. And we wanted to have him on to talk about George Floyd's death and the way it's being used by the Democrat Party. Vince Ellison, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you, Howie. It's my pleasure to be with you again. Thank you so very much.
So tell us your take on the way George Floyd's death is being used in American politics and society today.
Well, they're trying to shame America, and they're trying to, they're trying to make America ask for forgiveness, and America's already repentant. You know, but forgiveness can't be earned, expected, or wanted. And once you have said, I'm sorry, that should be enough, but not for these people. You know, at the March on Washington, Dr. Martin Luther King said, when will we be satisfied? And he said, we won't be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. And that's a fancy way of saying never. What you saw with George Floyd's murder was a horrible thing, but it was a visual representation of what the Democrat Party has been doing to the black community for the past 220 years, ever since its inception. The way they supported slavery, Jim Crowism, and now aborting almost half the black babies being born. And they're trying to deflect it and say that Donald Trump has only been in office for 3 years. But it's the Democrat Party. And in my book, The Iron Triangle, and on my website, irontriangle.com, I just document all of it. I showed that the Democratic Party has always had as their primary motivating factor the control of the black community, and they use most black preachers, most black politicians, and most black civic organizers to get it done. And you saw the Iron Triangle in raw living color this whole past weekend in action.
Well, you know, again, it's, you know, Minneapolis, they have a radical leftist mayor. They have a nutty governor who's kept the state shut down for no good reason with COVID-19. There, except for a few Republican congressmen, the state is totally run by the, and I guess the legislature. They have a Republican majority in the Senate, but the state is basically controlled by the Democrat Party. And now somehow this is the Republicans murdered George Floyd. I don't even think you can say he was murdered anyway. But you know, certainly it's not on the Republicans, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, nothing is on the Republicans. I talked to this urban station in Chicago few days ago, and when the lady confronted me, said, is there systematic racism in America against black people with the police and with America? Can you say that it's not? I said, of course that is, and it all comes from the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party owns every failing school, every drug corner, every prostitute house, every housing project, every broken home in the black community. They control the mayors, the police departments, the juries, the sheriff's department, everything. That locked black men up. And George Floyd was just a microcosm of it. He came from a single parent family. You know, the welfare state broke that up. Then they put him in a housing project, and then they sent him to a public school. Didn't get a good education. He couldn't finish college because of his bad education in the public school. He got arrested, spent 5 years in prison, and when he came out, they disarmed him. He couldn't find work, and then they ended up killing him. And they've been doing this to poor black men in America for 220 years. But they have the ability to deflect it and tell us that, it's these dirty white Republicans that are doing it. And we then ask the Democratic Party to come and protect us. To make one thing clear, the Second Amendment was designed for your protection. And if this riot didn't do anything, it made clear to everyone, it took away every argument against gun control. Why do you need an AK-47? I think the riots answered that question. Why do you need a clip with 30 bullets in it? I think the riots answered that question. The police were told to stand down by these Democrat mayors, and they allowed their shops and their homes to be looted, and they told the police to do nothing. So now when people start asking you about the Second Amendment, you realize now why it's so essential and why the Democratic Party doesn't want you to have it, so they can have control over you. That's all it is to it.
Look at what happened in Chicago. The gangs were roaming free because, as you say, the police were ordered to stand down, and the Latino gangs were defending those neighborhoods against the looters with with guns, with long rifles. And you're right. I mean, this is what the Jason Riley had a great column in the Wall Street Journal today saying where was Black Lives Matter with the fact that when the most people were murdered in Chicago 2 weekends ago in 60 years more, and they were all black people, none of them shot by the police. And there's no mention of it on the left wing TV networks or the newspapers. It's only mentioned in the Chicago papers and in a couple of conservative newspapers and websites.
Well, that tells you that they're proud. Joe Biden said he's proud of his record in the black community. He said that if you don't vote for him, you're not black, because that's how he sees it. He got the endorsement of James Clyburn because that's how he sees black America. He sees us on our knees. Even our athletes want to protest on their knees. You know, he sees us on our knees. They want us on our knees, coming to them, begging them for this and that and the other. But, and the black community has to get out of this. We're like Ahab chasing after Moby Dick, full of vengeance and hatred. You know, and at the end, what does Ahab do? He takes the whole ship down with him, doesn't he? Because his envy, because his hatred drove everyone. And this is what's happening to America. And of course, it's that great line when Starbucks said, "I see a madman beget more madmen." This is what this was. You saw the whole world go mad as this whole hysteria just captured everyone. We have to start talking to one another again. And most of the time, we have to go back to our Christian faith. Well, all the time. 75% of white people say they're Christian. 85% of black people say they're Christian. Yet there was no Christianity out there at all with the envy, the hatred, the jealousy, the murder, the killing. I am a Christian. I cannot be oppressed. I cannot made to feel inferior to anyone. I am an heir of Jesus Christ. How can you make me a victim? How can I look at you and say you oppress me? No one can oppress me. We cannot stop racism. All we can do is respond to it. It's not stopping it. It's how you respond to it that matters. I cannot respond to it with hatred and violence. They have to watch us and watch how we love one another and treat one another, and that's how we bring this thing together. It's not the hatred and the violence, and Black Lives Matter is a Marxist, anti-Christian, anti-family organization that's doing nothing but taking advantage of black pain for white liberal gain. That's all. They are funded by them. They take care of them, and they care nothing about us, like you said.
Well, you say there were no Christians out the last few weeks, but I mean, look, they've restricted church services in all of the blue states over the last few weeks. The same governors who said you can't have any church services, or you can't have more than 10 people in a church, they're marching at the head of the rioters.
Yeah, in the Iron Triangle, I talk about how we attributed things to the Democratic Party that should only go to God. It started with the March on Washington when Martin Luther King stood up there and said that 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. That was not true. I was born free. He says we come to government for our unalienable rights, and that's not true, because government doesn't give you your unalienable rights. They come from God. They are irrevocable, non-transferable, they're unsellable. We haven't been taught that. Since the civil rights movement, we've been taught that we have to depend on government for everything. Even when they marched, they demanded that federal troops would come and protect them while they marched, because they didn't even want to protect themselves against the white night riders that might come and attack them. So now, in these big cities, while all of this mayhem is going on, they're calling for the police. And Howie, even if the police wanted to protect them all the time, it's impossible for them to do that. Your Second Amendment right to defend yourself is an absolute. And no man should ever vote for any politician that says that he's going to disarm him. Machiavelli said there's no relation between an armed man and an unarmed man. You cannot have a relationship when a guy has a 38 in your face and you have nothing. So right now, we are giving our protection, they've allowed them to violate their rights. And what did Ben Franklin say? Those who voluntarily give up their freedom for security will get neither. Watching what happened to George Floyd was that in live and living color. Security, for freedom for security, and this is what you get. You get chaos. We have to start living again as Americans. We have to get jobs that we are, where we are so good at our vocation, our color doesn't matter. We have to start practicing our faith again. And then we have to arm ourselves so that we can protect our own unalienable and constitutional rights so we cannot be harmed by anyone. We've given black people have given all those over to government. And because of that, we are at the lowest rung of American society. And that's the only way it's going to change. We have to decide. It's a decision we have to make.
Vince Ellison, it's always a pleasure to have you on the air. Vince is the author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians in America in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat Them. And you have a website, too. Is it theirontriangle.com?
Yes, irontrianglebook.com.
Irontrianglebook.com.
And Great. They can follow me on Twitter at Vince E. Ellison.
Vince Ellison. Okay, thanks a lot, Vince Ellison. We appreciate it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. People are asking where they can get the Vince Ellison interview. It's we post the entire show as podcasts, so that would be in the third hour of tonight's show. You can get or tell your friends to listen to the Vince Ellison interview. And he's great. And I just wanted to talk about this Berklee College of Music. We just tweeted that out as well, this statement about how they're apologizing for allowing the Boston police to use the facilities during the riots a week ago, Sunday night. And it's just crazy. And this is the same college that that had to fire 11 professors for sexual misconduct in the 13 years preceding the investigation being publicized in the newspapers. 11 faculty members fired for sexual harassment, and they're concerned about Boston police using the bathroom. What did Mara Healy, the attorney general, say when the women were objecting to having males come in? I'm transgenders, whatever you want to call them, come into the ladies' room. She said, if they don't like it, they can just hold it. Well, I guess we can just extend that to the Boston Police Department. Do they allow junkies to come in and shoot up in the bathrooms? I bet that's considered okay for Berklee. But if you're a cop, it's not gonna happen. We understand many members of our community feel betrayed by the fact that they allowed the cops to use the restrooms. We are deeply sorry for the impact this had on our community and for perpetuating feelings of oppression, silencing, and marginalization. Silencing? Oppression? Marginalization? Let us assure you this should not have happened, and going forward, it will not happen again. Okay. Okay, hold it. Just hold it, police. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, Howie, just a couple of things. I've never seen so many guilty people in all my life, the Democrat KKK party. Vince Ellison, I don't know where he came from, but he was wonderful. We need more Vince Ellisons out there. But the other thing is the kids have been taught in school. I had a black friend. We talked about race and all that. They were taught that Abraham Lincoln was a Democrat. And I had to straighten her out.
The chairman of the Democrat National Committee right now, Sue, Tom Perez, he said a couple of months ago that George Wallace was a Republican. They have no idea what they're talking about. I mean, I assume it was an honest mistake, although who knows with them. Go ahead.
And she thought we were, the Republicans were the KKK, and I had to, and Jim Crow was a Republican. I had to straighten her out on everything. And she grew up in the inner city schools. Mm-hmm. This is what they're teaching these morons today. The Democrat Party is still the party of the KKK. They're keeping the blacks on the plantation on the inner cities, and it makes me sick. But Vince Ellison, we need more Vince Ellisons out there.
We need to remember Robert Byrd, the Grand Kleagle of the West Virginia Ku Klux Klan. When are they going to rename all the buildings in West Virginia and all the dams and the libraries and everything else is named for Robert Byrd, the former Ku Klux Klan member from West Virginia? And he just died about 10 years ago. And I believe when he died, Hillary Clinton said he was her mentor. And Bill Clinton, his first job in politics was working for Senator William Fulbright from Arkansas, who was a big ally of Governor Orville Faubus, who was the governor of Arkansas who refused to integrate Little Rock High School, and President Eisenhower had to send in the regular army, I think he sent in the 82nd Airborne to desegregate the Arkansas High School, Little Rock High. And, you know, these are the, and Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, he's appeared in a Klan getup and blackface. The attorney general of Virginia, blackface. I mean, who are these people kidding? And I have no doubt that she's telling the truth, that they tell people that Abraham Lincoln was a Democrat. Abraham Lincoln went to war against the Democrat Party. Jefferson Davis was the Democrat. 844-500-4242. I don't know if Christopher Columbus was a Democrat or not. They're tearing down a lot of statues of Democrats these days all over the place. I know Andrew Jackson, they want to take him off the $20 bill. He was a Democrat. Thomas Jefferson was the first Democrat, and they want to strip him of all of his honors. What about Woodrow Wilson at Princeton? He was a segregationist, governor of Virginia, like Ralph Northam. They haven't done anything about him. What about Yale University? When is that going to be renamed? Yale, the original Yale, I think his name was Elihu Yale. He was a slave trader, you know. I'm Howie Carr.